Rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio is now in open session pursuant to adjournment. The Honorable Chief Justice and Justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio. You may be seated.
We always do this at nap time. Good afternoon. My name is Maureen O'Connor. I'm the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Ohio. Welcome to May 2022 Ohio Bar Admissions Ceremony. It's an honor for me as Chief Justice to preside today and to welcome you as colleagues at the bar. It's especially gratifying to be able to hold this ceremony in person, as was our tradition prior to COVID. I want to mention the other members of the Supreme Court that are here today, Justices Sharon Kennedy, Patrick Fisher, Pat DeWine, Mike Donnelly, Melody Stewart, and Jennifer Bruner. Today, you transform from law school graduates to lawyers. This is the culmination of 20 or more years of education. On behalf of myself and my colleagues on the bench of the Supreme Court of Ohio, I say well done, congratulations. Your countless hours of study have culminated in graduation and now passing the bar. You have learned to think logically. You have learned skills for evaluating people, situations, and solutions. Now you are poised to use your success in a variety of ways. Some will practice law in the traditional sense, that is, representing clients, individuals, and businesses. Others will use their law degree and admittance to the bar to teach, to work in-house for nonprofits, to work as a public servant, to become entrepreneurs, and the possibilities are limited only by your imagination. For those entering the professional life of an attorney, you know that much will be expected, no, not expected, demanded of you. Across America and the world, attorneys play a critical role. The legal profession is an essential cornerstone of our democratic institutions. Without the legal profession, the rights and freedoms that define our culture and our democracy would not be possible. I urge you always to remember the role of our profession in today's world. Your capacity to promote change will lift us up as a profession. Hold on to the skills you learned in law school, yet be inspired by the possibilities that what change can bring. When you see the need to change, be brave and start a conversation. That's the first step to change. In practice, many people turn to you as they plan their life stages. How do they set up a will, a guardianship, or maybe a trust for their newborn baby? People may look to you at their most successful moment to get advice in managing their hard-earned money. And, for example, is the contract right to buy the property upon which to build their dream house? And they will come to you at their lowest moments. Perhaps their teen is facing charges that could change the trajectory of their life. Some of you will use your law degree in public service, maybe representing the state of Ohio as an assistant prosecutor. Some of you may open your own office and represent a variety of clients, and some of you may never practice law in the traditional sense. You may use your legal training to benefit you in other walks of life. From this day forward, you will strive to find solutions to problems, both big and small. I urge you to do so with dignity. While law school is in your past, remember that learning isn't. You'll be amazed at all the things you have to learn, even though you just passed the bar. And with any luck, you'll be learning for the rest of your life. No matter how you use your law degree, remember to strive to be professional, to avoid arrogance, be humble, be kind. Practice those attributes and you will help elevate our profession. By choosing law as a career, you have chosen wisely. Your countless hours of study are about to open a whole new world for you. As your journey as a lawyer begins today, I will give you a bit more advice. Don't worry if you haven't secured that dream job yet. That's okay. Don't be discouraged. Use this time as a gift. This could be an opportunity for you to provide public service and sharpen your skills at the same time. Countless fellow Ohioans and fellow Americans are disadvantaged and they need legal advice. Think about how you can use your growing wisdom and expertise to help. Volunteer your services with the Access to Justice Foundation or Ohio Legal Help. Pro bono services is an excellent way for you to help yourself as well as needy clients. Pro bono work goes hand in hand with the privilege of practicing law because it can change lives. Think about it this way. Helping others will build your confidence in applying the law and advocating for clients. As a member of the Ohio Bar, you have an obligation to your clients, your peers, and to the public. Always remember that you are not alone in your efforts to meet those obligations. The State Bar, as well as your local bar association, are great resources. Get involved and you will see the doors that are opened. Also, the Supreme Court has created a mentoring program to assist you as a new attorney. The program pairs you with an experienced attorney, a mentor, someone you can rely on to help you navigate your first year out of law school. Please remember that if you find yourself in a situation where you suspect that you are facing an ethical challenge, stop. Consult your mentor. Get advice from a lawyer who has been in the business much longer than you, and follow that advice. Information regarding the mentoring program will be available to you after the ceremony. And one bit of advice that I always say at this event is never show up to court on time. Be at least 15 minutes early. Now you're about to take your oath. As a new attorney, you will pledge fairness, integrity, and civility. Be an example of that every day. I urge you to build that very best reputation possible. It is said, to whom much is given, much is expected. Whatever you do, maintain your integrity. You've worked hard to get here. Your parents, your grandparents, spouses, partners, significant others, children and friends, law professors, deans and teachers, all of them are proud of you. They have watched your remarkable diligence during these difficult months. Today, they applaud your success. Be sure to thank them and pay back their support by working to become the best attorney that you can be. You have the power to lead your community wherever you go, whether it's small towns or big cities. Remember to start your journey with humility and respect, respect for your clients, opposing counsel, judges, and court staff, and fellow employees. In any situation, it is very difficult to be upset with someone who is showing respect. Showing respect should diffuse most tense conversations. Then the listening can take place. Strive to improve your community. Strive to improve our system of justice. Presiding over the bar admission ceremony is one of my favorite duties as Chief Justice. Therefore, on behalf of the entire Supreme Court of Ohio, I say again, congratulations and well done. Next, it is a tradition to have a law school dean speak on behalf of the deans of all of the Ohio law schools. I would like to introduce our first speaker, Dean Emily Janoski Halen of the University of Akron School of Law. Dean?
Thank you. I'd first like to thank the Chief Justice and the court for inviting me to speak today. I'm excited to be at an in-person swearing-in again. I don't think we've had one of these since before the pandemic. Let me start by saying congratulations. You did it. It's time to celebrate. You need to celebrate this accomplishment. And don't forget how hard you worked to get here throughout law school and studying for the bar exam. It's a great day for you and for your loved ones. And I hope you will celebrate your accomplishment of passing the Ohio bar exam to the max. I know we're celebrating for you. I'm really energized to see all the faces of the new Ohio attorneys, some of whom are familiar to me. I know you are eager to work hard and zealously represent your clients. I also know that you will have a positive impact in your communities and give back. When I was asked to speak to you today, I thought back to my own swearing-in ceremony many years ago at the Kentucky State House. I remember I bought a new suit. I invited all my family and friends, and I was so excited to take the oath of office as part of that ceremony. And then I started to recite the oath. And I should say that today I have a much better understanding and appreciation of that oath. But at the time, I thought the language was strange and incredibly archaic. The language in the second half of the oath, which is the second sentence in Kentucky, is you solemnly swear or affirm that since the adoption of the Constitution, I, being a citizen of this state, have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within this state, nor out of it, nor have I sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons, nor have I acted as a second in carrying a challenge, nor aided or assisted any person thus offending. As you can see, this was fairly strange to me. After taking that oath, I thought, wow, that was weird. I just swore not to participate in a duel with deadly weapons. It seemed like something out of an old Western movie or an episode of Yellowstone. It is history, however, and me being a history major, I wanted to research why that was a part of the Kentucky Constitution. Well, it was meant to encourage the resolution of disputes before the courts of the Commonwealth in a civilized manner. And since most of the population of Kentucky back then were public officers at the time, it made sense to promote the settlement of disputes by words and not weapons. I mentioned I have a history degree, so I learned about that oath. The historical event that I found most interesting and appropriate to that dueling language involved the most famous Kentucky lawyer, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was challenged by James Shields after Lincoln criticized Shields publicly in letters to the newspaper. And Lincoln tried to avoid the duel, but ultimately, as the challengee, he was allowed to establish the rules of engagement. Lincoln settled on a sword as the weapon of choice. And at the start of the duel, Lincoln drew his sword and swung it at a tree branch. And seeing that Lincoln was almost 2 feet taller than James Shields and had the upper hand, the two men called a truce and avoided fighting the duel. So why did I tell you this story? Well, I really do think it is relevant to the practice of law today, and after I researched it, it made a lot more sense to me of why we still have that oath of office. While you will probably never participate in a duel, and neither will I, we must be mindful not to participate in a duel using words or actions during the representation of our clients. As we have learned over the past few years, words can have an extremely negative effect that can cut just as deep as a sword or a bullet wound. Civility is needed more than ever in our profession and our society. We must treat each other and our clients with respect. In an age where everything can be done virtually, as you all well know, including law school, and you can send an instant message or a tweet or an email within seconds, it is important to think before you write. Since we are only just getting back to in-person communication, I urge you to think about how your written words will be perceived and reread and reread them before communicating them. We can avoid dueling from written words like the Lincoln and Shields story by remembering to treat each other with respect and civility. You, as the new members of our profession, can lead this charge. I encourage you to do so. Again, I want to say thank you for having me, and congratulations.
Thank you, Dean Janoski Halen. Our next speaker is the president of the Ohio State Bar Association, David H. Lefton.
May it please the court, Chief Justice O'Connor, justices of the Supreme Court, honored guests, and most importantly, our applicants. I am David Lefton, and on behalf of the Ohio State Bar Association and your soon-to-be colleagues, let me begin by saying congratulations on a job well done. Today, I want to share some simple but important lessons that have served me well in the 34 short years since I was in your shoes. In a commencement address that went viral a few years back, Navy Admiral William McRaven famously advised that you can change the world by making your bed. When I heard another speaker repeat that recently, this time at my daughter's graduation, my wife and I had a good laugh. You see, I'm the one in our household who makes the bed every day. Now, while I like to think I'm a pretty good lawyer, I hesitate to compare myself to a decorated Navy SEAL. But this one thing we do have in common, and the underlying point really resonates with me. If you make your bed, you will have accomplished something before you left your house or before you open up your computer. And with that one small thing under your belt, you go on to accomplish the next thing and the next until you've assembled a very productive day. Doing the little things well also adds up to doing big things well. I practice in a mid-sized law firm in Cincinnati and pride myself on excellent client service. I try to timely return phone calls, ask clients how they are, double-check my work, and do all those little things. These little things add up to having loyal, long-term clients and a successful practice. As you sit here, don't worry so much about your earning potential or what vacations you might take or even your student loans. Focus on serving your clients and doing your job well in little ways, and great success will follow however you measure it. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't have a plan or goals, but another lesson I've learned is not to be so rigid about them. Life often doesn't go according to the best laid plans. When I started practicing law as a young associate, I was unmarried and, well, my goal was to become partner. That was my plan A. Well, plan B if you count wanting to play for the Reds as a little person. Then life happened. I got married and had kids. I started coaching soccer. I got involved in the Bar Association and then became its president. Now well into plan S or T, each of these changes have led me to great experiences, relationships, challenges, and adventures that have made for a wonderful life, far more interesting than what I had in mind. And speaking of joining the Bar Association, I wouldn't be a very good OSBA president if I didn't tell you to do just that. Your membership for the first 2 years in practice is complimentary. We hope that you and your guests will join us at the Supreme Court building following the ceremony so that we can get you signed up. We'll also have food, photos, special gifts, and an opportunity for you to get a professional headshot taken. Let us shower you with gifts today, but remember that the true value in membership is what it will contribute to your professional success and personal happiness. This is not an exaggeration. Early in my career, at the urging of a more seasoned attorney, I not only joined, but got really involved in the Ohio Bar and the American Bar. I have learned more through these networks and experiences about being a good attorney than I did in law school, and I have made lifelong friends along the way. 3 decades in the practice, I still consider it a great honor to be a lawyer and to be entrusted to handle some of the most important matters in my clients' lives. Your license to practice law affords you the same privilege. I hope you use it well and that you find great success and happiness as I have in our chosen profession. Thank you, and I hope to see you at the Supreme Court following the ceremony.
Thank you, President Lefton. It is now my honor to introduce Robert Morrow, who is Vice Chair of the Board of Bar Examiners. Mr. Morrow.
Thank you, Chief Justice O'Connor. It is my honor, and may it please the court, the successful applicants from the February 2022 Ohio Bar Examination are now here before the court. They have met all of the requirements to take the oath and to be admitted to practice. It is my privilege to move the court to admit these applicants to the practice of law in the state of Ohio. Thank you.
Not so fast. Thank you, Vice Chair Morrow. We have a motion before the court. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion is granted. I now have the distinct honor of administering the oath. I would like for all applicants to stand and raise your right hands and repeat after me. I, state your name, hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States and the Constitution and laws of Ohio, and I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect towards judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations, attorneys. You may be seated. Now to speak on behalf of the justices of the Supreme Court, it's my pleasure to welcome Justice Pat DeWine.
Congratulations. On behalf of the court, congratulations to you, the newest members of the Bar of the great state of Ohio. We're thrilled you have chosen to join our profession and proud you have chosen our state to practice in. This is a beginning, of course, but in a small way, it's also an ending. The last of a stream of ceremonies like this one. You probably had a kindergarten graduation, maybe a middle school one, then high school, law school, or college law school. You had parents there taking pictures, video recording. We've got that covered today. The whole ceremony is broadcast live on the court's webpage and will be available forever in the court's video archive. So what that means is 25 years from now, your kids can say, wow, you looked really young then. Or if they're like mine, they can say, gee, you had a lot of hair. Anyway, after all those other certificate ceremonies, there was always another one to come. Well, not today. The succession of hurdles is over. You've achieved something for yourself. Now there's the real business of life. Work and reward, loss and triumph, regret and fulfillment. But as your program makes clear, before you get your certificate, you have to listen to my remarks. In possibly the most famous speech of all time, the Gettysburg Address, Abraham Lincoln said, "The world will little note nor long remember what we say here." Abe was being modest. In repeating those words, I'm being a realist. I was always told it was good to weave Lincoln into a speech like this. But I also remember Lincoln was shot in a theater. So I think I'll stop there and share a few observations of my own. First, don't forget why you want to be a lawyer and how fortunate you are to be one. We spend much of our lives at work. For many people, work is a way to an end, something to do to provide the means to get what you really want. I remember host of summer jobs, sitting watching the clock, waiting until the hand hit five so I could go off and do something more fun. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a great dignity to work, whatever it is. But I have to say, I felt really lucky to be a lawyer, as a lawyer, to always be doing work that I want to be doing. Not just worked as a way to get something else, but for its own sake. Every day has been exciting, interesting, and new. I feel very blessed in that regard, and I hope you will feel the same way. Second, do good work. Let's face it, no one wants to hire a lawyer. People turn to lawyers because they need them. When people come to lawyers, it's often with the most pressing problems of their life. It may be a business struggling to get off the ground, a kid who's made a mistake and doesn't want to ruin their life, a family dealing with a divorce, or maybe someone who just needs to have their voice heard. They look to us for dispassionate advice, for a clear understanding of the rules, and for a scrupulous attention to detail. Take that responsibility seriously. Third, realize the values you can bring with your legal training to your community. You are needed. Have you ever heard the description of what a lawyer does by that great legal commentator, Jerry Seinfeld? Seinfeld said, quote, "To me, a lawyer is basically the person who knows the rules of the country. We're all throwing the dice, playing the game, moving our pieces around the board. But if there's a problem, the lawyer is the only person who's read the inside of the top of the box." Don't be shy to put your legal skills to work for your community. When I was a couple years out of law school, I got involved in Cincinnati and helped draft a charter amendment to change the way Cincinnati government worked. For you, it might be something completely different. But remember, you have skills that you can use not only in your job, but also to help those around you in your community. Finally, as you get out in the world, defend our constitutional values. Educate the public about them. Today, you take an oath to support the Constitution of the State of Ohio and the Constitution of the United States. But we live in a world that in which many of those values that underlie our Constitution are questioned and often misunderstood. Take, for example, the right to free speech guaranteed by the First Amendment. As we learned in law school, the idea that animates our First Amendment's jurisprudence is the marketplace of ideas. As Justice Holmes explained, when one is certain in their beliefs, then persecution of others for contrary opinions is perfectly logical. But when one realizes that time has upset many fighting faiths, one realizes that the ultimate good desired is better reached by free trade and ideas. Too often, though, people on all sides of the spectrum are all too eager to shut down people who say things they disagree with. Instead of trusting that the best ideas will ultimately prevail in the marketplace of ideas, they want to silence those ideas that they find outside of the orthodoxy. As lawyers, we are particularly equipped to educate the public and explain the meaning and importance of our constitutional values. And I hope you will use your training and education to do that, to resist the temptation to allow voices to be silenced that people disagree with. And I hope you do that not just inside the courtroom, but outside the courtroom as well. We just close by saying you are a member of a great bar, the bar of Clarence Darrow, who began practicing law in Andover, Ohio, before moving to the big city of Ashtabula. The bar of William Howard Taft, who became Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court after serving as President of the United States, and whose efforts led to the design and building of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. And we are the bar of United States Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart, who knew it when he saw it. And now we're the bar of all of you. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you, Justice DeWine. We're now coming to the moment you've been waiting for. You're going to hear your name called and you're going to receive your certificate. But before we begin, please keep in mind that we have a few ground rules that, if followed, will allow this ceremony to continue without a hitch. For the attorneys, please rise one row at a time when indicated by the ushers. Follow the usher's hand signal to approach the stage. After you have your certificate, please return to your seat using the center stage stairs. Of course, you will shake the hand of a justice as you are getting your certificate. You will then take the center stage stairs. A word of advice, use the handrails when descending the steps. Picture takers, please be mindful not to insert yourself in the flow of the new attorneys. Congratulations again to our new attorneys. On behalf of the court, we congratulate you on your achievement.
We also invite you to make your way over to the Thomas J. Moyer Judicial Center that houses the Supreme Court. The Ohio State Bar Association, as Mr. President Lefton told you, will be there with information, and our staff attorneys from Attorney Services will be there to answer any questions you might have as well. Today, you'll receive a bookmark that has a QR code that will unlock your future and connect you to the legal community. You must register as an attorney with the Office of Attorney Services of the Supreme Court. The preference is that you scan the code and keep the process paperless. Scan that code in order to do the following: to register and to become licensed, to connect to a mentor, to get information about new lawyers' training, to connect with public service opportunities, to even watch the recording of this ceremony, or to check the photo album from today to see you and your cohorts as you are admitted to the bar. So thank you to all the friends and relatives who took part in this special day.
Kelly Lynn Bratton.
Jenna Lynn Green.
Abigail Marie Cody.
Bethany Lynn Hayes.
Jonathan Michael Fugate.
Elizabeth Lynn Hudson.
Paige Elizabeth Guidas.
Andres Eduardo Moreno Rosales.
Jason Bennett Greenwald.
J. Michael Massey.
Wayne Joseph Hiles.
Jason Robert Pickle.
William Chandler Hoffman.
Christopher Jerome Powers.
Delbert Lewis Leisure.
Cecilia Marie Teo.
Andrew Devin McBride.
Janae Noel Zundwinger.
Lauren McKinley Parks.
Samantha Lynn Blosser.
Marita Ramirez.
Colin Barclay Demarest.
Corey Michael Scott.
Daniel James DeRamo Willis.
Melinda Kathleen Small.
Michael Gilbert Aird.
Audrey Nicole Snavely.
Delaney Diana Banks.
Chase Landon Sample.
Amina Kosovic.
John Anthony Steinis.
Samantha Marie Christ.
Zoe Michelle Yaffe.
Holly Michelle Dye.
Ningjo Chong.
Riley Jean Elliott.
Anthony Allen Duckett.
Lindsay Jane Gummersell.
Ethan Amdur Isaacson.
Kayla Lynn Herrera.
Alexis Desiree Bouvel.
Justin Allen Hughes.
Brianna Eva Detree.
Megan Amelia McLean.
Heather Lee Early.
Kendra Jane Perkins.
Amy Lynn Fanter.
Mark Nicholas Patilla.
Vanessa Yvette Gomez.
Dennis William Bennett II.
Rebecca Kinnison Groff.
Keith Edward Hawkins II.
Heaven Nahia Deanne Jafar.
Michael James Downing.
Elizabeth Grace Marshall.
Nathan Andrew Rudy.
Connor David Martins.
Dalia Ghassan Safadi.
Isabella Louise Carroll McKnight.
Cheryl Ann Shaw.
Christine Maria Micah.
Kirsten Estelle Frank.
Emily Linnea Anderson Reese.
Jamie Lynn Blakeman.
Daniel Tyler Schrembeck.
Hyan Lee.
Candace Nicole Ayers.
Bailey Janelle Reed.
Catherine Len Jaggers.
Kaylee Lois Chambers.
Griffin Harris Levy.
Philip Scott Smith.
Megan Teresa Prather.
Stacy Marie Yarrington.
Charles Edward Stutenroth V.
Melissa Rodier Soligero.
David Torres.
Tukumbo Fashanu.
Brianna Brotag.
Ronald Andrew Hammond.
Morgan Virginia Ellis.
Robert Scott Horton.
Shuking Lee.
John Gailey.
Mayu Nakano. John Gordon Rye IV. Francis Allen Williams Jr. Stanton Vaughn Williams. Nassim Amarok Terry. Stuart Anderson. Kendra Lauren Barabash. Amy Catherine Bobanik. Alexandra Catherine Burt. Sean Kofi. Christopher Robin Elko. Elizabeth Alma Javisto. Brandon Franklin Harned. Diana Elizabeth Cotnett. Morgan Grace Massengale. Brooke Nicole Menezes. Ryan Scott Mudra. Willa Marie Neal. Kyle William Ray. Emily Morgan Telischak. Dr. Brianna Elizabeth Vamosi. Patrick Thomas Warzak Jr. David Allen Wolfram.
I want to reiterate the invitation to come to the Thomas J. Moyer Ohio Judicial Center, which is almost catty corner, up a little way on Front Street, and bring your family, your friends, your significant others who are with you today, and see our magnificent building. It is by far the most magnificent government building in the state of Ohio, and it ranks right up there with maybe one of the most magnificent Supreme Court building that houses the Supreme Court in this country. So I urge you to stop in. I'd like to recognize, before we close, those who made this ceremony a success. The Office of Bar Admissions, the Supreme Court staff volunteers, the Columbus Police Department, the Supreme Court security, our sign language interpreter, Linda Ross, the ushers from Kappa and the stage crew, and our marshal, Bill Crawford. This concludes today's ceremony. Marshal, will you adjourn court?
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.